and welcome to another edition of Florida Homes and Gardens right here on News 96.5 WDBO. It is all part of our Ask the Experts weekend. S&W Kitchen's very own Bill Burke is here. Getting ready to take your phone calls at 844-220-0965 alongside Kip Podikos. Paramount Fencing is here as well. 21232 is the text line, and always looking forward to get some great information from Bill and what he's got online today. Kip has some really cool information. We were talking during this week, and he's got a great story. If you were listening to Tom Olson last week, we'll talk about it in just a minute. And if you have a fence, he's got some tips to add maybe 1 or 2 years on to that fence. So that's really interesting. But Bill Burke, we'll kick it off with you, S&W Kitchens, and you've got a great topic today. The three best ways to avoid the domino effect.
Yeah, and I'm sure that there's more than three.
Yeah, but you always say that. First thing, I'm sure there's more than three. But what I want to know is, what's the domino effect?
Well, it's because I get emails from people. Hey, Bill, you forgot about this. Or, hey, Bill, what about this?
Yeah,
so
I figure,
all right, so we have the big three, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm sure that there's more, and I'm happy to hear from people.
But the big three cover 80% of your problems.
Probably 90%.
90%. I was being, 90%. Even better.
So what is the domino effect, Kyle? What does that mean to you if I say that?
Well, if I say the domino effect, something goes and happen, and then that creates another set of problems.
Well, or, it's things that you maybe didn't expect, right?
Right.
I'll give you a for instance. Hey, honey, let's replace the countertops. Mm-hmm. What kind of countertops do you have in your kitchen, Kip?
I honestly don't know, but they look like stone, but they're not stone. It's like a Formica or something.
Okay, so that's what I have as well. Okay, when we did our kitchen, it's a whole long-time listeners will recall this story, but when I did my kitchen about 20-some-odd years ago, we had our priority list and we had our budget established, and the lowest item on my list was the countertops, okay? We wound up putting in Formica countertops that look like granite, because they were the least expensive option that I considered acceptable, and it helped fit our budget. It was the lowest priority at the time, right? So we put in laminate countertops. Well, so your wife or my wife comes to, and we've talked about it for the last, we did it 20 years ago, and we've talked about it for the last 4 or 5 years about replacing our countertops. Easy enough, right? Well, let's replace the countertop. We'll just do that in a weekend, right? There's actually 16 separate line items.
Oh, wow.
That you need to go through in order to replace your countertops.
Yeah.
Okay? There's things that people never think about. So in order to avoid the domino effect, I'll give you the three things that I would do and that I suggest and I counsel my clients. And we'd love to earn your business, but whether we earn your business or not, we're professionals and we're a great resource for you. Okay? If you have questions about something, please come stop in, visit one of our six showrooms across the state. You've heard Scott Inez say that we go from coast to coast in Ocala to Okeechobee. Stop in, give us a call. We're happy to help out. Replacing your countertops. Let's replace the countertops. Great. You just take them off and put the new ones on, right? It's that simple.
Sounds simple.
It's not that simple. So you have laminate countertops. You probably have a top mount kitchen sink that sits on top of the countertop. Many people, when they go to replace their countertops, they want to put an undermount sink, the sink that goes to the bottom of the granite or the quartz countertops that many people replace the old laminate tops with, right? You get a nice finished edge on the interior of the cutout. It eliminates that lip across the top, so it's easier to clean. You just kind of wipe everything right into the sink. Well, in order to have a undermount sink, and the sinks are much deeper now than back in the day as well.
A lot deeper.
So we might get 9 or 10 inch deep sinks where before they were maybe 6 or so inches deep. Well, in order for your garbage disposal to function properly with the deeper sinks and with the sink itself being lower than it was previously, you have to lower your drain.
Yeah, no, I ours are Formica, and we do have that undermount system. It's like one system unit in it. And one of the things I know in our house, we're constantly fighting garbage disposal replacement because they make them at certain distance. And, I have such difficulty trying to get that sucker in there. So what you're saying is very valid.
Yeah. So, and then lowering the drain. Well, that's easy. You just kind of cut out some PVC and cut out some block. Well, you have a vent stack that goes horizontal left or right If your sink is underneath the window, you have your vent stack, the thing that goes up to the roof that people see on top of the roof that they put the lead boot on that the squirrels chew off. You have to lower the vent stack all the way to where it goes vertical. Okay, so it goes horizontal to a point where it goes vertical, and we have to lower all of that as well. Okay, it's something that we do all the time. It's not a very costly thing to do, but it's one of the steps that have to be done when you're replacing your countertops. Another thing that people never think about when they're going to replace the countertops is the backsplash. If you have a builder grade, or in my case, I put in a custom laminate countertop, you have those laminate countertops in, they probably put in a 4-inch high backsplash that goes just up against the wall, the vertical piece that goes up against the wall. Well, when you take out your laminate countertop, you take out that backsplash. When they put that in, they used hot melt glue to adhere it immediately to the wall, but they also use a silicone caulk to caulk it to the wall. You take that backsplash out, that's going to tear some of the drywall paper up. It's going to damage the drywall directly behind where the backsplash is. You're going to have to replace that as well. There's going to be drywall patch that needs to be done, and you're going to have to replace your backsplash. What type of backsplash are you going to put on? Many people, when they replace their countertops, they're going to put on a tile backsplash. Well, the tile is, when you put the tile on the wall, you have to pad out all of your outlets and devices at that point, because they're not the same. Before you had nothing, you had a painted wall. Now you're putting on a tile backsplash that goes all the way up to the bottom of the cabinets. So you have to pad your outlets out. So look, you have minor electrical work that'll need to be done. There's the minor plumbing work that'll need to be done. And when you when you take the countertop out and remove the sink, there's four things that you have to do. There's the sink, the faucet, the garbage disposal, and what else? Anyone? Anyone?
I'm thinking.
The ice maker line is connected there as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have four things right there that you have to deal with. There's minor carpentry work sometimes that has to be done. You have one of those raised countertops that people don't like anymore. We cut those down. You have some minor carpentry. There's some trim work, drywall work, painting, texturing, all of that kind of stuff that you have to consider. So if you want to avoid the domino effect, I'll tell you, I have it listed as number three. It might be the most important thing of all, though. So, Kyle, we're going to go a little out of order, though. Have a complete plan before you pull the trigger on the project. Know exactly what you're going to do. If you're going to replace the countertop, all right, we're going to do the sink and the garbage disposal and the faucet and the backsplash. You know, while we're doing the backsplash, let's change the outlets. They all need to be upgraded to the GFCI and code compliant outlets now anyway. Let's put in that outlet that has the couple of USB plugins already built into it as well. Let's do that as long as we're replacing them.
You like the? Is that a popular thing now, putting in the USB?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. I'd rather have the AC outlet.
Okay.
But that's just me.
Well, you know, there's different strokes for different folks, right? But, you know, we're doing that more and more. It just seems a convenience item. You know, we have those, the kids call them bricks that you, you know, you it's a little plug with the USB adapter in the backside of it. I'd rather just plug it into the wall and not have to worry about who has the brick, who picked it up, or, you know, why is it lost, how come I can't charge my phone or my iPad when I need to?
No, I'm with you.
Kids
ran. I totally see the benefit of that.
So, you know, that's just one of those things. So have a complete plan. And this, you know, we're talking specifically about countertops because I think it's a good illustration. But, you know, it goes along with any of the things. You're going to replace your fence. You have the old privacy fence that the builder put up, you know, and you want to put in, my neighbor just put in one of those white vinyl fences, right? So, you know, all right. Let's go ahead and put in a vinyl fence to match his. You know, I'm sure that there's 16 or more steps that you'd have to consider on what you're going to do to match up with your neighbor's fence.
Well, I think when anytime you plan anything, like you say, you have to have a well plan. It's the old saying, if you plan to fail. So I think with fencing, it's a little bit more in depth because we have multiple factors that we're dealing with. One, it's not just about the customer, how we match up. Number two, it's not just about where things align. It simply boils down to one thing. You have neighbors. You have wants, you have needs, you have desires, you have irrigation, you have lawn, you have future plans, you have swimming pools, you have things. And we could go on for, I don't know, 19 or 20 shows about all the things you need to plan with.
Yep.
One thing that's important to pay attention to is definitely your neighbors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just ran through a list of at least a dozen different things that you have to consider. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sure that there's more than that. So,
well, you said it backwards between one and three. And three was know everything before you do anything. And number one is research before interviewing contractors.
Yeah.
And it seems like they go hand in hand.
They go hand in hand. I have them compiled into two separate because I think they're very important.
They're two different steps. But, yeah, you got to almost do them at the same time.
They are. And, you know, the homework part of it, what I would consider is doing your research not just on the product but on your contractor that you're going to use. Okay? I want to just take a quick aside and give a great illustration on why we've talked about it in the past. I don't know how many times about using licensed contractors. Todd Ulrich had a report on it. It started last night or yesterday afternoon about a major renovation company that literally just went out of business. They had actually called it to attention months ago. Channel 9 had. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, or it might have been the day before, they literally just closed their doors and left many people in the Central Florida area with incomplete jobs and out not just tens but many tens of thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily enough for these homeowners, I shouldn't say lucky because there's nothing good about it. We hear about this. If we get at least a call a week on a contractor that is non-responsive, won't go back, won't finish the job, went out of business, declared bankruptcy, left the state, different things like that. So there's not really an upside to this other than the fact that apparently these guys were licensed contractors. So the remedy that Todd Ulrich had called out last night was that and Jacob the plumber, if you're listening, please give us an send in an application. We'd love to talk to you. And anyone that was associated with this business, I'm not going to call them out publicly. You can find the report on WFTV.com. Todd Ulrich report, it was on last night, but they interviewed Jacob the plumber. Give us a call, send in your resume. We'd love to talk to you. And that goes for any of the contractors or subcontractors that may have worked for this company. But the remedy that Todd Ulrich had
called. What's the number to do that?
Well, you can call 407-965-1120. They may or may not know anything about this because I haven't talked to my staff about this yet. You can email me, bill@snwkitchens.com, bill@snwkitchens.com, and I'll be able to help you out. But if you call the 407-965-1120 number on Monday, they'll at least tell them that you heard about it and I was talking about it on the radio, and they'll direct you over to me, and I'm happy to help out. But the remedy was that there's something called a Florida Homeowners Construction Recovery Fund, which thankfully I've never heard about because it's not for us in our business. It's never an issue. People don't mm-hmm. come to us on Friday wanting to know where their paycheck's going to come, the subcontractors, and we never leave people without finishing their job. Mm-hmm. They can recover, according to this fund, they can recover up to $50,000. But if the contractor that you used was not a licensed contractor, forget about it.
Yeah.
Forget about it. So I did just want to mention that. And any of the people really affected by that, if we can help out, please give us a call. We'll do our best to help. We know that there's dozens of people that were affected by this. But if you give us a call, we're happy to help out to the extent that we can. 407-965-1120. Visit our website as well, sandwkitchens.com. Spell out the word and put the S on kitchens.
He is Bill Burke, S&W Kitchens, and we'll continue to take your phone calls at 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. The big three best ways to avoid the domino effect when remodeling, you know, research before interviewing contractors, know everything before you go. And that second one is probably something I don't think anybody's really going to think of, but it is really important. We'll talk about it on the other side right after we get the three big things you need to know.
Now the three big things you need to know.
Three.
Developing this hour, some Girl Scouts in Minnesota are recovering after being hit by lightning during a camping trip.
Who?
If you have an Amazon smart device like Echo Dot or Show, Consumer Warrior Clark Howard has a warning Why? We'll tell you in the news at 10:30. Forecasters say the atmosphere is a bit more dry today, and we're clear of any showers on News 96.5. WDBO interactive with a radar. It's sunny, 82 in Orlando.
When you get the app, you get our alerts. Stay connected to breaking news with our free app and listen everywhere you go. This is News 96.5 WDBO, where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic.
Lake Mary Lawn and Garden, your Toro headquarters for the past 39 years, is the place for great deals on the Toro 30-inch Time Master walk-behind self-propelled mower and the Toro Time Cutter ZTR riding mower. From the Toro 21-inch self-propelled super recycler walk mower to the famous Toro Time Cutter ZTR riding mower, Lake Mary Lawn and Garden has you covered with the best selection of the entire Toro lineup, so you can mow like a pro. For expert service, call 407-323-5595. Online, lakemarylawn.com.
Meet Mike Lester of Talon Wealth Management.
We're all looking for the same thing. We do want that confidence in retirement. The conversation may be a little bit different from one person to another. My job is to put them in front of the best investments that are available to accomplish what they're looking to accomplish.
Check out Guarding Your Nest Egg with Mike Lester Saturday afternoon at 1 or Sunday afternoon at 1 here on News 96.5 and visit guardingyournestegg.com.
Securities offered through TCM Securities, Inc. Members FINRA, SIPC.
Men, are the effects of ED or PE robbing you of the sex life you deserve? We have the solution. Now listen to an expert in men's health from Premier Men's Medical Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Schwartz. Trouble in the bedroom? Not anymore. If Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra have let you down, Premier Men's Medical Center can help. At Premier Men's Medical Center, you'll get safe, custom-blended medication designed specifically to fit your needs. There's no pain, no surgery, doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or prostate issues. Guys are lasting 30, 60, 90 minutes and longer. Best of all, it's affordable for everyone at Premier Men's Medical Center.
Call Premier Men's Medical Center, 407-674-5738. You'll see the results on your first visit guaranteed. If you don't, there's no charge. Call Premier Men's Medical Center, 407-674-5738. Call now, 407-674-5738.
This hour was paid for by the host and does not reflect the opinion of News 96.5 WDBO. Looking for expert advice but don't want to surf the net?
It's time-consuming to research on the web.
Or you have a question but don't know who to trust?
Oh, yeah, that's important.
Well, look no further. Join us every weekend for expert advice on everything from gardening to financial, auto to home, health to legal.
Wow, it's all local and it's all free.
Yep, and because it's on News 96.5 WDBO, you'll still get your news, weather, and traffic. When making your weekend plans, be sure to include News 96.5 WDBO.
Welcome back. It is Florida Homes and Gardens right here on News 96.5 WDBO, all a part of our Ask the Experts weekend. Bill Burke from S&W Kitchens is here taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965 alongside Kip Hodakos from Paramount Fencing. We'll talk to him coming after latest news, weather, and traffic, which is coming up in about 5 minutes here on News 96.5 WDBO. 21232 is the text line. In case you have a quick text question in, we'll have the machine pulled up here. And if you get it between 160, 160 characters, we'll be able to ask it right here on the radio and get you on your way to having a good weekend and finishing that project a little early. All right, 844-220-0965. The three best ways to avoid the domino effect when doing the remodel, Bill Burke. First, we've talked about this. Know everything before you do anything. Research before interviewing contractors, and what is that third thing?
So the interview and contractors thing, I mean exactly that, just to kind of back up for a second.
Literally interview them. If you don't ask them 20 questions, don't even try.
I mean,
Googling doesn't work.
You know, depending on the scope or your project, they could be in your home for 3 weeks to 3 months. You want to be comfortable with these people, know that they're good guys, you're going to have a good time with them, but that they're going to do a good job, that they're going to do what they say they're going to do when they say they're going to do it. So don't contact 8 different fence companies. Don't call 7 or 8 different kitchen renovation project or companies. I would say 3 is probably about the right number. You're going to start confusing yourself and everyone else. You're going to finally sign a contract with someone and they're going to start doing work and you're going to say, well, no, wait a minute. You said you were going to do this. It's like, no, see, it says right here in writing where we went through everything. This is what we're going to do. The other guy, the seventh guy that you talked to, had mentioned that. So I would limit it to three, but literally interview companies that you know that you would do business with. So you can start out with eight, but before you get to actually talking to people, kind of narrow it down. And I would say three is probably about the right number. So number two, okay, just real quick, is in conjunction with that, get it in writing. Anything that you're going to have done in your home, get it in writing.
Get it in writing.
Get it in writing. It's just as simple as that. Make sure there's a current date on it whenever you sign it. If there's any changes, initial by that and date that as well. So why don't we go ahead and take...
She said you don't want to avoid that.
No.
Before we get to the news here, Blake in Orlando's got a question here for you, Bill. Blake, go ahead.
Hey, Bill. Hey, guys. Thank you for your time. I have I had a water leak underneath my kitchen granite countertops, and the cabinetry has kind of disintegrated underneath it, as you would expect after a water leak. And I need to get that repaired, but it's like no one wants to touch it because they don't know what might be around it, like mold or things along those lines. How does one go about finding someone to just remove the under cabinet and put in a new cabinet underneath a granite countertop?
Well, I tell you, first of all, happy to come out and take a look at it. We can do that next week at the earliest convenience for both of us next week. What I would tell you is that it would be difficult to remove the cabinet itself entirely, unless we take the sink out and the other things that we mentioned previously. Blake, is the damage, is it limited to just the sink cabinet or just the floor in the sink cabinet?
The floor to the sink cabinet is, after a slow leak for a long time, right? It's kind of rotted out.
Yep.
And it has dropped. It has dropped down a bit. So it's like it needs to be yanked out from the bottom or the top or the sides. I don't know. I just need to get it repaired. Yeah. My wife's killing me.
Yeah. So like I said, we're happy to come out, give you my best advice on it. What we've done in the past and some of these, depend if you have framed cabinets, and I'd have to look at it to tell you if you do, a lot of times we can cut the floor out and clean up whatever is underneath it that needs to be cleaned up or remediated in regard to mold. Mm. We can get a camera and or, some flashlights in there and take a look at the surrounding damage, if there is any. Best case scenario is that we could go in and cut the floor out and just replace the floor in the sink cabinet. That would be the best case, as far as being able to do something quickly and relatively inexpensive. But if you'll call the office...
But if mold is there, do you guys kind of hands off, or do you pass it off to remediation people, or what happens?
Yeah, you have to. We do not hold a mold remediation certificate, which you do need if there's mold, a significant black mold that needs to be removed. So, we have a network of professional specialists that we deal with, and mm-hmm. we'd be happy to call someone in for you or refer them over to you if that be the case. But, okay, again, if you'll go ahead, you can either email me, bill@snwkitchens.com, or call 407-965-1120, and I'll contact you as soon as I can, and we'll get together and take a look at it for you.
One more time, Bill, best number to reach you at.
407-965-1120.
And what time's the showroom open to today?
Showrooms are open from 9 until 2 on Saturday, 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
All right, Blake, so much. Thank you so much for the phone call. If you want Blake's line, it's 844-220-0965. The second half of Florida Homes and Gardens coming right up. Kip Hodikos, Paramount Fencing. Oh, does he have a lot of good information. If you own a fence, you know what? He's got something for you to help it last just a little bit longer. We'll talk to him right after we get the latest news, weather, and traffic right here on News 96.5 WDBO.
This is News 96.5
WDBO,
where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day.
And it starts now.
10:30 at News 96.5 WDBO. Warming up, and we could have some rain. Update you on the forecast in just a couple of minutes. Our top story, President Trump announcing a new asylum deal with Guatemala. He says it'll help stop the flow of migrants to the U.S. ABC's Tara Palmieri looks at expected challenges.
This new deal is called a safe third country agreement, and critics are already calling it illegal and immoral. It's bound to face a lot of legal challenges in the U.S., and it already has in Guatemala.
The new deal requires all migrants who cross into Guatemala on their way through Mexico to the U.S. to apply for asylum protections in Guatemala first instead of at the U.S. border.
News 96.5 WDBO, where Orlando turns first for severe weather.
We'll still see a mix of sun and clouds and a 40% chance of afternoon showers and storms. I'm Channel 9 meteorologist Rusty McCraney.
I'm Dave Wall, clear of any rain now on News 96.5 WDBO, interactive weather radar. We got sunshine, 82 right now. Florida Homes and Gardens continues in just a couple of minutes.
And Dragon is captured.
NASA confirming SpaceX Dragon supply capsule has been grabbed with a robot arm. After its arrival at the International Space Station, now it'll be up to the crew to remove 5,000 pounds of supplies and experiments. If you have an Amazon smart device like Echo, Dot, or Show, you'll want to hear this.
Our consumer warrior Clark Howard has a warning about where you put the device because there could be a chance it's listening more than it should be.
If you have one in your bedroom, get it out of there because there are things that it might record that are very intimate and personal that you don't want that thing recording.
Amazon doesn't specifically say humans are listening to recorded conversations picked up by Alexa. It's just being used to train speech recognition. But Clark says you are now able to listen to the recordings that are picked up and delete them. You just have to find review voice history under settings. Kevin Rafe, News 96.5 WDBO.
Universal Orlando has announced they'll be sending in the clowns to Halloween Horror Nights this year.
Knock my block off.
What we've learned about killer clowns from outer space, you'll find that in the News 96.5 WDBO app. 1032 at News 96.5 WDBO.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, or any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry. Mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
At airport, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Save time, save money.
Go to airportcdj.com. See hundreds of our new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Airportcdj.com. Log on today.
See you at airport during the Summer of Jeep event.
Hey folks, the hot summer months are here, and now is a great time to give S&W Kitchens a call. Scott Inez here for S&W Kitchens. I couldn't be a bigger fan. We've had our kitchen, our bathrooms remodeled by the great folks at S&W Kitchens, and I can tell you this, we are very, very pleased. From our designer Krista, to the crew, to the communication with our manager Tim. So easy to work with. Folks, are you ready for a new kitchen this summer? How about a bathroom remodel for the summertime? Heck, they'll even add a half bath to your home as well. S&W Kitchens, they will make your dream into a reality. Visit one of their six showrooms from coast to coast, Ocala to Okeechobee, or see their great work online at sthewordandwkitchens.com. That's sthewordandwkitchens.com, or call them at 407-965-1102. That's 407-965-1102. That's S&W Kitchens.
Check engine, airbags, brake lights, all on at the same time. What's it all mean? Join Larry Perry here on News 96.5 WDBO every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. for Orlando's longest-running automotive radio show, The Magic Mechanic Show, where Larry will take your questions.
I'm Clark Howard, the guy helping you keep more of the money you make. And this is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic. News 96.5 WDBO.
Weather brought to you by U.S. Heating and Air Conditioning.
It will be a little bit drier across Central Florida for this weekend ahead with a mix of sun and clouds on this Saturday. We're up to 90 degrees for the daytime high. Look for a 40% chance of afternoon showers and storms. A few showers linger during the evening hours, then drying out, the low tomorrow of 74. Then another 40% chance of storms tomorrow. A little bit hotter, the high 92. I'm Channel 9 meteorologist Rusty McCraney.
Now,
Safe Touch Security,
Triple Team Traffic.
I-4 looking a little busier this morning. We've got debris on the road westbound at the 408. It's blocking a right lane, causing slowdowns from Colonial. I-4 westbound off-ramp to Lee Road, a stalled-out car blocking a right lane on that ramp. It's the usual stop-and-go eastbound through the attractions. Over on the turnpike, things looking slow northbound as you make your way past the 417. Roads all clear, John Young at OBT. Triple Team Traffic, I'm Michael Soler. News 96.5 WDBO.
This is Channel 9 Eyewitness News Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic. News 96.5 WDBO.
Hey, it's Joe Kelly. Join me for Orlando's morning news every weekday morning starting at 5. Just ask Alexa to set an alarm and wake up to News 96.5 WDBO. And when you get into your car, listen to 96.5 FM. And I'll make sure to get you to work on time with Triple Team Traffic and help you get around the changes from the I-4 Ultimate Project.
Now, our Ask the Experts weekend continues on News 96.5 WDBO.
Welcome back. It's Florida Homes and Gardens right here on News 96.5 WDBO's Ask the Experts weekend. We've got Kip Hodakos, Paramount Fencing, and S&W Kitchen's very own Bill Burke taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Text machine is up and running as well at 21232. That is 21232. Well, he is the newest member of the Florida Homes and Gardens team, yeah. Kip Hodakos, Paramount Fencing. And spent some time with him today. Kip, you know, you and I were talking last week, and you were driving home listening to the Olson & Law radio show, which is, of course, coming up here in just a moment. But
absolutely.
There was a caller that called in about a sprinkler head in the fence. And you know what? It said, you see that all the time, and you've got some great remedies for that.
Absolutely.
Why don't you restage what the caller was, what you heard in the detail that got you excited?
You know, this was actually a couple weeks ago, and a caller called into the Tom Olson show, and I was listening to what was being said, and what she was saying is that my neighbor sprinklers are spraying all over my wood fence, and as a result, it is destroying it. And there's this about 2 inches above the ground. It seems to be rotting it. Now, Tom is an awesome person. He gave some good practical advice. Unfortunately, there's no legal ramifications for that one. It's best settled with a bottle of wine and asking your neighbor to cooperate, or words to that effect. So, but at the same time, when I was listening to that, I was like, wow, this is so common as consumers, especially when you go to get a fence. You have this nice wood fence put in. A couple of days go by, it looks good. 6 months go by, it looks good. A year goes by, it looks good. Maybe you're out raking the leaves away for that spring cleaning, and you start to notice that things start to rot. So I think the real question is, when you're dealing with wood fence, there really are, as I'm going to call it, three simple things you really need to know. And it's not about making it last a year or two longer. It's the difference between a fence that can wood fence that can withstand 16 to 20 years of Florida's nice, harsh abuse, or 5 to 7 years of what the other guy does. So that's mm-hmm. what it comes down to. But these three things are simple. One, the number one enemy of wood is water. And unfortunately, we live in the state of Florida. We have the Atlantic and the Gulf. The sea breeze collides, and it dumps 54 inches of water. Next, your water table is 34 feet below your feet. And in the rainy season, you might be at your feet. So if it's not getting destroyed from above, it's getting destroyed for below. So when you consider having a contractor come in to do your fence, you better hope that they understand water. And the best thing I could tell you about a wood fence is this. It's no different than a sponge. Take a sponge, put it in a petri dish, and I guarantee you one thing. It'll absorb the water from the top to the bottom. The difference is wood's not a sponge. You can't wring it out, and it has to dry. So wood destroys water. At the end, water destroys wood. I said that backwards there, but
we knew what you got there.
So good. I'm glad you picked up what I was putting down. But here's what I would tell you. At Paramount Fencing, we don't just look at the exchange. We actually research and develop what we're doing. We ask those questions. Why does wood absorb the way it absorbs? We actually stage test. And if you really want to know, you could put a piece of wood in water, and it'll go an inch and a half up that wood picket in 30 seconds. Now, we've done that over and over again. Now, I would say the second big thing that you really need to know is, like the lady was talking about, 2 inches above her the grade, it was destroying it. There, we were talking about this last week on this show. Wood fence in Florida is very hard because there's this little 2-inch above and 6-inch below. It's called the zone. You got to understand that zone. One of the things we do is educate. And on Custom Fence Orlando, we wrote a great article about this. It's an under the DIY area, and it's called Post Savers. It was the five things that we talked about. Well, obviously, we talked about water. Water, hey, you can dump another 102 inches of rain a year with your sprinkler system in it. In this case, it was probably a combination of everything. But the zone, it gets affected by 20, and that zone, it really allows fungal-eating microbials to want to thrive. So it really revolves around five things. 25% moisture content. Hey, this is Florida. The oxygen. We can't take that out there. We take that out there, nobody can breathe. The temperature. And this is a big one. Hey, our average temperature is probably 87, 88 degrees. And fungal-eating microbials thrive in temperatures that are 57 to 87 degrees Fahrenheit. So we're in the state of Florida, we're given every wood fence every reason to rot. Our neighbor sprinkler systems don't help. The rain doesn't help. But here's the big one. This may not be California, and we may not have the Beverly Hills landscaped lawns, but what we do have is we have landscapers come in every week, and they mow our lawns, and that grass that goes out is actual fibers. And so you're blowing food sources towards them. Mm-hmm. So what we did is we actually asked that question why. We went out and got with a company in England. We're one of the only fence companies that does this. It's called a Post Saver. That Post Saver is nothing more than high industrial grade shrink wrap with tar. Eco-friendly version of tar on the inside called Benetine. That gets shrinked around right at grade. Because let me tell you something. If you ever walked out to your wood fence and you hit it and the post is shaking back and forth, I can guarantee you one thing. It's rotted about 4 inches below grade. And so this actually blocks all five of those factors out. You eliminate one, you eliminate the process. You get your post to stand, you get a fence that's going to go 16 to 20 years. So Post Savers are a very important thing that we install on every fence that we do.
You just do that as a standard when you're installing the fences.
It's an absolute standard. It's a must. Matter of fact, if I was to have a customer call me and say, hey, I don't want Post Savers, I would say, hey, we're not the company for you because I'm not in the business of taking your money, right? It's no need. Like I said, 5 to 7 years, 8 to 10 years, 16 to 20 years. Look, the difference between doing fence the right way and the wrong way in the wood industry is $600 to $800. That's it. So it doesn't make sense from a return on investment to actually do that. So now, what is the third thing? And we're going to probably have to carry this over, but at this is very important. You better hope that the fence company understands pressure treating. Pressure treating is essential to wood fence. What most people think is that we still have chromium, copper, arsenic, and that stuff lasts forever. Well, it changed in 2004. This is why a lot of people have wood fence in Central Florida. When they walk out, they see it rotting 2 inches above, and the pickets are crumbling like cardboard all the way up. Because now, in 2018, according to the American Wood Protection Association, we have 15 different chemicals, 12 in-use categories, and 3 subs. You only need 3, but the problem is the home improvement sells it all. And there's nothing worse for me to stand out in a customer's yard or a customer's fence I did not do and sit there and have the conversation about how this could have all been preventable. And that's the advice that I really would have gave the caller from Tom Olson's show. Because that avoids the bottle of wine. It avoids the awkward conversation when your fence person actually knows what they're doing. And this is what research and development does. We definitely see the exchange, not the exchange, but we see what we're doing and we make sure that it's done correctly 100% of the time. So the big question is, what pressure treating do you use? Well, there's something you're going to want to be interested in. It is called CA, copper azole. or micronized copper azule. But it's very important because I want to talk about these classes just for a second. We all go into the home improvement store. We all look at this lumber. We ask somebody and they say, oh, okay, I think it's this. Well, the realistic side is those bottom two categories are very essential. They are called UC4A, UC4B. And what these are is it simply means, is it stagnant water? Is it fresh water? Or is it rapid watershed? And so if you go in and let's say you jump a class up to UC3B, which is a meant for above ground contact, and you go in and you grab that post and you put that post in the ground, guess what's going to happen? It's going to rot 2 inches above, 6 inches below. And without a post saver, you're screwed in that sense, because you can dig that post out and all that wood 6 inches below is perfect. All the wood above the 2 inches is perfect. So this is where really I think what you're trying to avoid and what you really kind of need to know about the wood fence and in your decision-making process. So like Bill was saying, you really got to do your research. You really do. And calling seven fence companies and Bill, unlike my industry, unlike your industry, what happens is there's probably 264 of us out there, right, that are trying to specialize in wood fence. You got a truck, you got a drill set, and chances are you got a fence company. So the realistic size of it is keep it to three. Do your research. And when you visit the website and marketing material that you're reading, look for the real information. Make sure, and that's what I love about your website, Bill, is it tells, like ours, it tells you exactly what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. Because I get customers all the time that call me up and say, well, you said you were going to do this. I go, no, that's the other fence company, right? And it's hard to remember. And I do it in my own house when I get estimates. So when I started listening to the show, that's definitely something that I picked up from you guys. And that's what I did.
Kip, you got a great website here. Well, mention that again and what you're going to find on it.
Yeah, that's Custom Fence Orlando. This is a blog site that I do, and I write these articles at 2 a.m. in the morning in my pajamas. So if you find a missing S, I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. But these are real substantive articles that get straight to the point. There's one on post savers on there. There's one on concrete versus no concrete, and that's what started our conversation last week. So, but hey, I Central Florida, you really know a little bit more that I think is going to save you a lot of time, a lot of money and aggravation. I came on the show because I'm here to help you, the consumer, avoid those common mistakes. So if you really want to know fence, do go to CustomFenceOrlando.com or go to ParamountFencing.com. Find us on Facebook at Paramount Fencing Inc. But most importantly, always remember something. We're serious about what we do. And if you don't have a fence built by Paramount, you probably have the equivalent of somebody's popsicle stick experiment in your backyard.
Oh, and I like that. That was good.
That's it. So if you have a question or you're looking at your fence and you don't understand it, hey, I will be on the show to understand, to help you understand it. So.
And there's a great illustration on your Custom Fence Orlando website, the DIY about the post savers. Great illustration on exactly what you talked about.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, Kip, he is Kip Podikost, Paramount Fencing. We're going to take the three big things you need to know. Sarah in Winter Springs is online. Sarah, hang on. We have to take a very short break here, and we will get to your phone call. If you want to join Sarah behind her, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Dave Wall's got the three big things you need to know.
Now the three big things you need to know.
Three.
New this hour, gunshots are heard not far from John Young in the 408 this morning. Then a man is found on a sidewalk in the news at 11. What Orange County deputies are saying about the latest homicide.
Who?
Several U.S. water polo athletes are among the seriously injured after a balcony gave way and came crashing down at a South Korean nightclub.
We're
warming up and our rain chances around 40%. We're clear of any showers now on News 96.5, WDBO, Interactive Weather Radar. It's sunny, 82 in Orlando.
People want a new generation of leaders here.
Round two of the Democratic debate. Start Tuesday. Sanders and Warren, night one.
Healthcare is a human right.
Then Biden and Harris, night two.
I do not believe you are a racist.
You'll hear both debates in their entirety starting at 8 p.m. right here. Before, during, and after the debates. Use the open mic inside the News 96.5 app and let your voice be heard. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news. News 96.5 WDBO.
This is the General Cigar Dave. Join me for the Cigar Dave Show Saturday evening, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 96.5 WDBO. Presented by Corona Cigars, with locations in downtown Orlando, Sand Lake Dr. Phillips, and Lake Mary Heathrow.
Men. Recent studies have shown that 30 million men suffer from ED or PE. You're not alone. Now listen to an expert in men's health from Premier Men's Medical Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Schwartz. Trouble in the bedroom? Not anymore. If Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra have let you down, Premier Men's Medical Center can help. At Premier Men's Medical Center, you'll get safe, custom-blended medication designed specifically to fit your needs. There's no pain, no surgery, doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or prostate issues. Guys are lasting 30, 60, 90 minutes and longer. Best of all, it's affordable for everyone at Premier Men's Medical Center.
Call Premier Men's Medical Center, 407-674-5738. You'll see the results on your first visit guaranteed. If you don't, there's no charge. Call Premier Men's Medical Center, 407-674-5738. Call now, 407-674-5738.
Meet Mike Lester of Talon Wealth Management.
Let's face it, we all want a plan that's going to make us successful in retirement, and everybody's going to define success in a different way. So I'm literally having conversations with people about how do you define success in retirement, and then showing them investment options to help them get there.
Check out Guarding Your Nest Egg with Mike Lester Saturday afternoon at 1 or Sunday afternoon at 1 here on News 96.5 and visit guardingyournestegg.com.
Securities offered through TCM Securities, Inc. Members FINRA, SIPC.
News 96.5, WDBO-FM, and WDBO HD1, Orlando, a Cox Media Group station.
Lightning Volleyball Academy has big news. They're now Oviedo Volleyball Academy. Have your daughter train and play with the elite coaches in Central Florida. Oviedo Volleyball Academy tryouts are August 3rd and 4th in their new volleyball facility at 522 South Econ Circle in Oviedo, just 1 mile from UCF. For more information about Oviedo Volleyball Academy, visit OVAVolleyball.com. That's OVAVolleyball.com.
This is News 96.5 WDBO.
Welcome back. This is Florida Homes and Gardens right here on News 96.5 WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend. It is the final segment here with Kip Hodakos, Paramount Fencing, and, of course, the voice of S&W Kitchens, Bill Burke, 844-220-0965, 844-220-0965. Before we continue on, let's talk to Sarah in Winter Springs, who's been waiting very patiently on the phone line. Sarah, go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. And while I was listening, I learned some new information about fencing. So it was worth the wait.
Thank you.
Awesome.
And my question is, I'm having my kitchen cupboards replaced. And so I wish I'd listened to your phone information before I started. I have made some gross mistakes. But one of my questions is, we had a contract. We signed it. They signed it. We wrote two checks. One be cashed before they started, one afterward. They immediately cashed both checks. No problem there. But then they didn't start the work when they said they were going to. And now they're saying, well, we've started the work, but we made a whole lot of mistakes, and you owe us a whole lot more money. And I have been told by several guardhouse lawyers and friends that aren't out in the business, if you sign the contract, they sign the contract, they agreed to that price, they cannot now demand more money from you. Is this correct?
Is the scope of work clearly defined as to what they agreed to do and what you agreed to have them do? Is it clearly defined and outlined?
Well, that's a very good question, and I think I would need a lawyer to look at the paperwork to answer it.
I hate to hear this, and I'm sorry that that you're going through this, Sarah. We hear it all the time, and I tell you, this is exactly the reason why I said the things that I said earlier. Okay, don't talk to six or eight people. Talk to two or three, but get everything in writing, okay? And to the extent that you can, when we put our contracts together, we have clients that, I don't want to say they're upset, but we keep putting papers and papers and papers in front of them, and they initial and sign, and they're like, this is like signing a mortgage on a house. Well, we don't want surprises any more than the client wants surprises. So we go to every length we can to avoid that. I would tell you that if you have the scope clearly defined and you have some drawings that indicate what's going to be done and also what's not going to be done, you know, they should do what they agreed to do. Now, whether you can force them to do it or not, I don't know. That might be a question for the next show, Olson on Law.
Absolutely. And hey, Sarah, you know, in our industry, this happens more than you think, especially in the fence industry, because it's not very regulated. And the most important thing when I'm sitting in front of a customer that has had this experience is I always start with forgive yourself, because at the end of the day, it wasn't you that made the mistake. But I think what you can do is, there are tools you can use, such as the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulations. Look them up, Google them, and call and talk to them and register a complaint. If you need to, contact the BBB. Get your ducks in order, because unfortunately, it's one of the things I say to people when I'm running estimates. Look, it's common for somebody to come in and give you a bid $1,500 lower than what I just gave you. But I can promise you by the end, what's going to happen is they're going to give you a bid for $1,500 or $1,500 higher. And unfortunately, I'm not an attorney. That's a great question for Sherry DeWitt or Tom Olson. He's coming on next. But what I would simply tell you in that scenario is, hey, it's not your fault. You just got to do it. And unfortunately, right now, the way the situation, from what I understand it to be, is the lien laws are not necessarily set up in the favor of a homeowner. So you just got to protect yourself, get all your ducks in order. So I really hope that helps you in some way.
Here's another thing that I'll say. You know, Sarah, at one point, and I don't know the scope of your project, I don't know if it's a $5,000 or $100,000 project, and I suppose it really doesn't matter. But it's at some point, you trusted these people enough to come into your home and do work in your home. Most of us, that's our most valuable asset that we have. You trusted them enough to do that. I would evaluate it and kind of take a look at it. And if I trust that, look, they honestly made a mistake, and wow, their estimate just coincidentally was 50% less than everyone else's estimate, maybe they truly did make a mistake, and you know, at least talk to them and see if you can get the process started and the ball rolling again on it. But you know, on some level, you had enough trust in them to write them two checks and to come into your home and be in your home for, you know, several weeks while they're doing the project.
No, absolutely. And it, you know, it starts from the beginning. I always tell everybody, make sure you get by the state of Florida, if it's over 2,500, make sure you get a notarized signed notice of commencement filed with the clerk of the court that gives you some protection in what you're doing. So that's most definitely. So I really hope that I will assist you.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for what you said, and especially for saying, no, this really isn't your fault.
we all got to forgive ourselves, because I've done it in my own house.
Yeah, I mean, and to me, it's incumbent upon the business and the business owners to make things right, okay?
Yeah,
you have to have a happy client, and the worst thing that could happen is something like this situation where you lose someone's trust.
All right, Bill, we're running out of show here. Best number to reach at during the week?
Well, you can call S&W Kitchens 407-965-1120. Sarah, we're happy to help you if we can. Those of you affected by that large contractor that went out of business as well, if you'll reach out to us, we'll help as best as we can, including any subcontractors now that are out of work and looking for work, or employees of that business. 407-965-1120. Visit any of our six showrooms this weekend until 2, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Kip Podikas, Paramount Fencing.
Awesome.
Take us out.
All right. Well, hey, I think that you learned a little bit more about kitchen and fencing today. and it's going to save you a whole lot of time, a whole lot of money, and a whole lot of aggravation. Once again, my name's Kip. I'm the owner of Paramount Fencing. Never here to sell you anything. So if you want to know fence, find us at, and remember, at ParamountFencing.com or visit us on Facebook. And remember, if you don't have a fence built by Paramount Fencing, you probably have a popsicle stick experiment in your backyard.
Stay tuned for Olson and Law right here on News 96.5 WDBO.
This is News 96.5
WDBO,
where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day.
And it starts now.
11 o'clock at News 96.5 WDBO. Watching for the rain. We don't see any right now. We'll update you on the forecast in a couple of minutes. Our top story, following breaking news, a deadly shooting in Orange County. Deputies say a caller heard several gunshots shortly after 2 this morning on Ohio near West Central. Deputies located the victim, identified as 31-year-old Travis Glenn, lying on the ground on the sidewalk near the intersection. He was transported to ORMC, where he later died from his injuries. Now a $5,000 reward's being offered for information. We have learned this is the